one of the reasons why it's a hidden epidemic. Now, how do you get celiac disease, right? Spelt like that. So it's a genetic disorder. You've got to have particular genes, and we know it's genetic because it runs in families. Now, if you've got celiac disease and your kids don't have celiac disease, that doesn't mean that they're not going to get it, that your grandchildren aren't going to have it, and they're probably more likely, because we'll talk a little bit about how the rate of diagnosis of celiac disease is going up. But we know it's a genetic disease, and you've got to have particular HLA genes. And we're using those now to diagnose people and to exclude the disease particularly. So, but this HLA only accounts for about 50% of the genetic influence. And there are other genes that we don't know what they are, and people are trying to find out what they are, and that's probably going to be very important. So it's a genetic disease, and you need to have gluten. Now, gluten is the term for the protein of wheat, and so it's a necessity for celiac disease. So you've got to have a genetic effect, and you've got to have gluten. But that's not enough, because 40% of the population has this,